Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. At a cost of about $1.5 billion, the Hubble Space Telescope was constructed. It was launched into space in April 1990. It's still there, orbiting 353 miles above the Earth at 5 miles per second, powered by two large solar panels. Although the launch was successful, scientists soon discovered that images were fuzzy. They realized that the main mirror of the telescope was slightly the wrong shape, producing what's known as spherical aberration. In 1993, a servicing mission was launched to fix the problem. The mirror could not be replaced, so astronauts did spacewalks to the Hubble to attach compensating optics. This is like putting eyeglasses on the Hubble telescope to correct defective vision. Three of the five spacewalks to fix Hubble were done by Story Musgrave, who has a degree in mathematics and statistics from Syracuse University. It worked, and since then, Hubble has given us enormous amounts of data about celestial bodies and about the universe. For example, Hubble enabled scientists to accurately determine the rate of expansion of the universe, and that the universe is 13.7 billion years old. The next generation space telescope, to be launched in 2018, is the James Webb Space Telescope. Its capacity for observation exceeds that of the Hubble. Another space telescope, known as the Wide Field Infrared Survey Telescope, to be launched in the mid-2020s, will have 100 times wider field of view than Hubble, and will be able to study galaxies and get images of planets around other stars. This advanced space telescope is expected to be launched in the mid-2020s. Maybe someday, science on the radio can reach other galaxies. Wow. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.